You're listening to Interviews with Adam. I am your host, Adam Miller. And as we continue our Missions Emphasis Month, we're going to be talking with various different missionaries around the world. But we also want to highlight some of those that are in our own backyard. And we're joined today by Doug Tunney, who is the director of YWAM Boston. And it's such a privilege to have him. We've golfed together, so I know him personally, but he's with us today to tell us a little bit about his ministry and how it represents the reaching of all different age groups here in the Boston area. Doug, thank you so much for being a part of our program.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here, and I know after we golfed, you had invited me, so I said, well, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna let the folks know what we're about.
Great, great. Well, why don't you tell us what YWAM is? You know, it's an acronym, so tell us a little bit more about what it stands for and what it does.
Well, YWAM is Youth with a Mission, started in 1960 by Lauren Cunningham. He said he had visions of waves coming against the coast of the world, and then finally he saw the waves overcoming the world, and he knew he was called to release young people into missions while they were still young. And so that was the concept of Youth of the Mission at the beginning. And so what we did is he started a school called a Discipleship Training School, which is a 5-month training school that we have here in Boston. And it's 3 months of classroom. And then 2 months, we go to the foreign mission field and we preach the gospel all over the world. We had a team just come back from ministering to the Syrians in Germany. They just returned 2 weeks ago. So we go all over the world.
Yeah, this is an international ministry, and you've traveled over the world as well, and you were in Pittsburgh for a while, if memory serves me correct. So this is something that you've been all over the place with this ministry as well.
Yes, I've had the privilege of being in 46 countries around the world and preaching the gospel all everywhere and seeing over 200,000 people come to Christ through my life and planting about 230 churches around the world. And so I want to pass that on to young people. I want to train them so they can also do these things around the world. So that's what we're about.
Yeah, this is a ministry that really takes on the full adrenaline of the fully consecrated life to the work of the ministry. And demonstrating that for young people really shows them the possibilities and the capacities of what you can do with the Lord's strength, correct?
That's right, exactly. So what we try to do is try to model it every day of our lives, and then when we train the young people, then they go to the different nations and they're winning people to Christ, and they're starting churches and they're discipling people and they're training the church in how to do evangelism. And so really that's kind of what we do.
Tell us a little more in detail as to kind of the formation of what you do in instilling to young people, short-term missions trips, long-term training programs. What is it that your ministry is specifically doing here in Boston?
We're with Youth of the Mission, but we're also a performing arts center. And so we have actors, we have photographers, we have painters, we have stage managers, and we have our own production that we've created called The Encounter. And we take that production all over the world, and it really means to encounter Christ. And so if a young person did come here, not only would they get the DTS experience as far as learning the Bible, learning to hear the voice of God, learning to forgive themselves and their parents or whoever else they have, and then also learning apologetics, how to witness, how to share their faith, but they'll also learn all areas of theater. And we also have professional singers also with us, so they learn worship and they learn all those things here at YWAM Boston.
Now, you've served as a pastor before, too. What was it that drew you to YWAM initially?
Well, I was a youth pastor in Pennsylvania for 5 years, and then I got invited to go to the DTS, the Discipleship Training School, and I was a little bit pride because I said, oh, I don't need this. I'm already, you know, a pastor and all this kind of stuff. And I went to the school, and it completely, 100% changed my whole life. I had only been to one country as a missionary before that school, and now, as I said earlier, I've been to 46, and so it gave me a heart for God and a heart for the nations. And since then, I've pastored two churches for 19 years of my life.
And as a result of your ministry moving over to YWAM, your son works with you there, too. I've met him. We golfed together, all three of us. Tell us a little bit about what it's like to have your family working together in this sort of ministry.
Well, it's wonderful because at Youth of the Mission Pittsburgh, which my wife and I founded, my son Douglas took over that, and he's done a fabulous job reaching out to everybody around the world, but especially the Nepalese right now in Pittsburgh. And now my son Jeremy works with me here this area, and his wife, and of course both sons and their families work with us. And it's just wonderful every day to see my own children being involved in reaching the lost around the world and having that heart. And what I've always said to people in the church is, if you don't obey the Great Commission, your children won't obey the Great Commission. And if you don't do it, they won't. And so you have to set an example as a father, as a mother. You have to also do that. And if you don't do it, you're not going to see your children doing it either.
Yeah, this is a really important issue. I'm glad you brought it up, because we have to model what it means to be a Christian. We really can't act surprised when we're too tired, or we're struggling to even get to church on a Sunday morning, that our kids, they decide that they don't want to go to church once they're on their own and they're independent. We have to set those patterns in place as we demonstrate that we are fully consecrated and committed to the Lord.
Yes, and I know when my son Jeremy was just 5 years old, he said to me, "Hey, can I go witness to the neighbor girl? Her father is a witch doctor, and I'd like to witness to her." And he went over at 5 years old and led her to Christ. And now he's led tens of thousands to the Lord. And so is my son Douglas and my daughters also. And it's because they see my wife and I doing it all the time. And they see us making sacrifices. But, you know, in those sacrifices, what's returned to you is greater love, greater joy, greater peace. And I have friends in 46 countries now. And so when you obey God, boy, the benefits are unbelievable.
They certainly are. And this ministry that you have here in Boston is also an opportunity for people to come in. You house different ministry teams that come in to the Boston area and need some places to stay. This is a bigger ministry than just as you've described it already with the production company and evangelistic outreach. Tell us a little bit more as to what you're able to do for local ministries that are in the area that want to collaborate with YWAM.
We can house in our building in Somerville, Massachusetts, about 100 people at a time. And so they come to us, and we have a beautiful building that was made in 1893, but in the last couple of years, we completely remodeled it. It's got all modern facilities throughout the building. And a team will come and sleep here, and then we train them in evangelism. Then we take them out with us, and we take them to strategic places. For example, Charlestown never had an evangelical Christian church in it. And so a few years ago, we began to go to Charlestown, Massachusetts, and planted a Christian church there for the first time. But our teams helped us do that. And so as teams come, we pick strategic locations to reach the lost around the Boston area and anywhere around New Hampshire even. And they come in, and we go out with them, and we train them. And so when they go home, oh my goodness, they just are amazing, the reports we get back. So hosting teams is a big thing for us.
And this is a ministry, if people wanted to get involved in YWAM, they have some young people in their church, or maybe they have a passion for working with young people, what advice would you have for them in how they can do that and center around kind of the Boston area and the ministry that you already have there?
Well, we had a team come down like 2 weeks ago from Maine, up in Maine, and I was so thankful, because a youth pastor just basically really, really talked to the young people, said, "Come on, you've got to experience something. You've got to experience this, you know." And so these kids were like nowhere with the Lord. But when they came here, we have praise and worship with them. We have Bible study with them, and then we train them in apologetics. And by the time they left, they were only here for like 4 days. They said to us, "This has transformed our lives." And so this is an opportunity that people can have. And if they go to ywamboston.org, to our website, they can look up how they can partner with us. And we even go into churches and do schools of evangelism, where we'll train a whole church and how to win the people in their area to the Lord, and then how to follow up. What do you do next once they get saved? What's the next step for them? And so we do all those. We offer all that to the body of Christ in New England.
Well, it is a great ministry, and I've spent some time on the course with Doug, and he has got the driver. Yeah, we played a little bit of a round robin. He had the long game, I had the short game, so It worked out pretty well. But Doug, it was a great privilege to have you on the program with us and to tell us a little bit more about YWAM. I hope that our listeners, especially those within the New England area, will take advantage of this great ministry as we pour into the life of our young people so that they might take upon the next generation, the next generation of the church that is going to be in such great need of great training and great support. So thank you for the ministry that you have. And once again, before, you already shared it once, but for our listeners, for the information for your website so they can find out more information about YWAM, in particular there in Boston.
Well, there in Boston, it's ywamboston.org. But if they look up YWAM, we're in 1,400 locations around the world. So wherever they are, they can get hooked up with a local YWAM minister. But for here, ywamboston.org is our way to get a hold of us.
And Doug, thank you so much. We've been talking with Doug Tunney, who is the director of YWAM Boston. And if you want to find out more information, he's given you the information. You can also check out our website, and we'll put up a link for that at songtime.com. Doug, thank you so much for being a part of the program.
Thank you so much. I loved it. God bless you.
We hope you enjoyed this interview made possible by our ministry at Songtime Radio. You can find out more information about our ministry by visiting our website at songtime.com, where you can find this and other interviews on our podcast series, as well as our weekday broadcast, which includes teaching, interviews, and music. We also want to encourage you to sign up for our free monthly newsletter. It's got encouraging articles, and there is no obligation. To find out more information about our ministry, again, visit our website at songtime.com. This ministry is made possible by people just like yourself. We are 100% supported by our listeners. So if you have been blessed today, why not join with the many voices together for that one message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, with your donation to the Songtime Ministry. To make a donation, you can do so online at our website at songtime.com, as well as by mail. Write to us at Songtime Radio, P.O. Box 100, Barnstable, Massachusetts, 02630, or give us a call. Make a donation over the phone. It's 508-362-7070. On behalf of our entire Songtime staff and our own Dr. John DeBrine, the founder here at Songtime, who encourages you to grow in grace and not groan in disgrace, from Cape Cod, I'm Adam Miller. God bless.